Welcome into The Drive. It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lotte, Derek Piper.
Happy Kofi announcement Eve.
Oh, my goodness. Good call. You know, I had forgotten all about it until you just said that.
Yeah, man.
I think I've let my mind just take a day off of Kofi. Sorry, Kofi. I don't think I'm tight enough for them. Just calling Kofi.
The fact that we don't have something to lead the show with
right.
is probably good news.
Yeah, I was going to say, because yesterday, 2 days ago, we were in peril. Yesterday, we were kind of feeling good. After reports were coming out from the Kentucky site, well, what am I trying to say? Kentucky side of things. Guys like you, in other words, that cover Illinois, those that cover Kentucky were essentially saying, all right, it's not looking good. They weren't really interested in Kofi anyway. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was like Florida State out of nowhere. So, you know, unless he just loves Florida like I do.
Well, don't be putting that in his head.
No, right. You know, Kofi, there's a lot. I mean, they just had a tropical storm. They just had a hurricane go through there. You don't want that. Although Kofi's a big guy, I don't think anything's going to bother him. He could stand out in that thing, and people, you know, things would just be blowing by him. So, yeah, he wants to stay around here. He kind of wants to see another crop season through. You know, he wants to see harvest. He wants to get another Christmas and in the wintry wonderland of Central Illinois. That's exactly what he wants to do. So, yeah, but tomorrow, do we know a time?
I wish we did.
Okay. It's just kind of up to Kofi. It's Kofi time.
It's on Kofi's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will he announce this via Instagram, Twitter? What's the more popular with recruits? Is it Instagram?
I would hope that it's Twitter.
Okay.
Because I have like the notifications going. Not that you can't do notifications for Instagram.
Yeah. I'm not on Instagram, so that hurts me.
Anytime Jaden Shute adds to his Instagram story, I am getting a buzz on my phone. And that's my life. That's the life of Derek Piper. But
at like 2:30 in the morning,
it can happen.
Do you just mention to Haley that, hey, I promise you, these are not bad things that are right. going on my phone. These are
who's
like,
hitting you up right now?
Right.
A recruit had something. I mean, funny to say. Apparently.
She knows it's not me. Now maybe Trevor. You know, like
could be.
Sometimes the three of us will make a wager and it'll be a late game. And then all of a sudden it's boom, boom, boom. A lot of times what I do for you guys, because I know you guys, what time do you consistently go to bed?
Around midnight or so.
Okay. All right. And Trevor's like 2. So I'm like 9:30. I mean, that's that. You can just tell, you could guess our ages from just that. Maybe 10 sometimes. So sometimes I will be talking to you guys about the wager and what's going on, and then I will always just put the, all right, night, boys.
Yep.
not like I'm like, night, John boy, from the Walton days, but I'm just kind of throwing it out to you that, hey, Lon's out. So if you guys...
I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
If you guys need to communicate, do it in your own thread.
Exactly.
Just don't keep me up.
Exactly. There have been times, though, I've awoken at like 5:30 to a text, so it hasn't gotten me up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, oh, sweet, we won. Those are always good ones to get. So, all right, so it could be Twitter. It could be Instagram. Is Kofi more of a Twitter guy, or is he a little bit of both?
Now, a lot of his news has been coming out via Twitter, but actually Andrew Slater is the reporter out east that he's been using. I imagine he will just use his own account to tweet out whatever he's going to do. That would be my expectation. Maybe I can dig around a little bit and send out some texts and try to get an idea.
Got it.
Selfishly, or we can try to push that a little bit. Hey, if you talk to Kofi today, say anytime before 4 o'clock.
Be great.
Maybe right at 4:05. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just before the end of our show tomorrow is all we ask.
Or if we were cool like Channel 3, Brett Behrens and Marley Weirdo, we would get him on our show to make the announcement because they did that last night. That was really cool, actually, and really cool for the town of Gibson City. And we'll talk about that here in a second.
You're saying we need to flex our muscles a little bit?
We do.
Okay.
I think we do on this. So, you know, that'd be a big get. Nothing against...
I'm not making any promises.
No, let's
it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. So I think, you know, what I need to do is I need to get a hold of my guy, Luke Goody, and just say, you know, anytime, you know, Kofi's got Andrew Slater. Is that what his name is? I need to have Luke Goody. So anytime he makes an announcement, he goes through me. I think that would be cool. I'll make sure to talk to Luke
about that.
Of course, I've only talked to Luke once, and this is via the radio. So
he's got to know that he's your guy, though.
I think so.
If you hit 6 threes in a scrimmage today, like that needs to be a text to Lon so we can get that out there.
I totally agree. If he's leaving the gym at 10 o'clock at night, he just got up 1,000 jump shots, I need to know because the masses need to know. Hey, you said the other day you're hearing good things on Luke Goody.
I have heard good things.
How about RJ Melendez?
They love his athleticism.
Okay.
Now, he's some... A piece that they haven't really had. Now, I will say, like, Tevian Jones, which we've talked about, north and south, very good athlete, like, vertically. Side-to-side lattery was not his thing. He had some limitations there. Melendez can really move very, very well for his size at about 6'7". Still needs to add that weight and get more physical and be able to deal with, you know, just the grown men in the Big Ten.
Right.
So that's something that you hear about is just he's still working through that, but that his upside is very high, and they really like his athleticism.
Now, not many come into college like Kofi in terms of physically ready to battle. I would assume all of these guys, Podziemski, Goody, Melendez, all of them kind of have what Coleman Hawkins had last year, and that's just a little bit slight of frame. And when I say that, they're still big kids. I mean, it's not like... You know, they're Lon from fifth grade. I mean, these guys have muscle. It's just when you get into college, and I know we've always used this, and it's such a 1980s and 90s thing that the Big Ten is rough and tumble. And don't get me wrong, it still is. But certainly every conference has absolute athletes and guys that are, I mean, you watch enough of it. You go to these AAU tournaments. AJ Storr looks like he's lifted for 20 years.
I know.
And he's 20. So, I mean, you know, it's things. I don't even know if he's 20. He's probably not.
He's probably 18.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously that is something that kids nowadays, you know, the weight room is a lot more prevalent than it was when I was young. But, you know, a guy like Luke Goody, a guy like Melendez, a guy like Brandon Podziemski, they're not only trying to get up to speed when it comes to college basketball, like on the court. You know, Podziemski's all of a sudden scrimmaging against Trent Frazier and some of these guys, and it's like, holy smoke. Same with Luke Goody, same with Melendez. But then you also have the other factor of getting in the weight room with Fletch, trying to get that figured out. Most of us have lifted a little bit to where you know how that can throw things off until you get kind of in a rhythm with that. So I'm guessing Fletch is not taking it easy on those guys and is absolutely building them into men. So, you know, there's a lot of different change. On top of, hey, you're in a brand new spot.
Yep.
You know, for Luke Goody, not that far away from Indiana, I get that. But Podziemski came down from Wisconsin. Melendez, I know he's Puerto Rico, but...
Played in a school down in Florida.
Okay, down in Florida. So... You know, you get all that on top of it. I mean, there's a lot to digest and take in when you're a freshman trying to make an impact on a college basketball team.
There's a ton. And I know that they, a lot of times during the summer, don't go full bore on, like, system and plays and all that kind of deal. It's really just trying to get you with Fletch and developing your body and just getting out there and playing and getting used to the competition. But, yeah, as far as Podziemski, can you imagine going from just playing – small school in Wisconsin, and then DeMonte hits you on a box out.
Oh, my.
Like, okay. Oh, like, that was tough. That's 5 years of the squats and the different lower body exercises that Fletch has got going on. DeMonte will hit you now. So
now, you and I were both high school players. You had to more inside, I would assume, with your height than I was. I stayed more on the perimeter. But every once in a while, you know, you'd find yourself, like, on a 2-3, I got you know, on the weak side, I'm down there on the weak side, or maybe I'm on the weak wing and somebody takes a shot, I'm going down there. And not all the time, but every once in a while, I'd run into a kid from Arthur that is a farm boy that grew up lifting tractors, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, bam, ow. And it's like a different kind of body mass than what I'm used to. Like, you bump into him and you're like, dude, how strong are you? That's what it would be like, I bet, for like a guy, especially against like a DeMonte. Yeah. I bet he is so strong.
He is.
I mean, bet he is strong.
Physical, mature, and likes contact for sure.
Right.
Podziemski can definitely shoot it, and that's something that isn't surprising to any of us. I know that speed of the game is something that he's adjusting to, and just the level of competition, because again, and no knock on him, he played the guys that he played against as far as where he was going to school and everything, didn't get a chance to play high-level AAU because of COVID. This is really the first time he's gotten to see other Big Ten players, that's something that he's working through, and a lot of freshmen go through this kind of adjustment, whether you've played, you know, high-level high school AAU or not. But I know that's something that I've heard on him. Luke has had some lifting experience because he was a football player,
very
good quarterback. And then I know during COVID, he made sure that he got in the weight room, added about 10 to 15 pounds.
Nice.
So he's
a little bit.
Yeah, right. A lot of people did.
Luke and I both on the same path.
You guys, same routine, I heard. You know, maybe if he was hanging out with Brett Favre. He would...
I interrupted you there, though. Go.
You're good. Maybe a higher floor than the other two as a freshman.
Got it.
In terms of just being an all-around kind of player. I mean, a good shooter, but can do a variety of different things. And as he gets stronger, I think he can play at the four a little bit as well. So I've heard good things on him and just kind of the way he's progressing.
You know, and it shows, like, feelings aside, it shows how good Adam Miller has to be as a freshman to come in and do what he did last year. I know we all wanted more out of Adam Miller, and I know that his high star rating and such, obviously player of the year in Illinois, that gives you a little bit of expectation when you start your college career as a freshman, but certainly you kept wanting more out of him, even though he was doing some good things, and there were certainly games that stand out that Adam Miller made big impacts on, and early on he had that game where he scored like 20-some or whatever that was, or maybe more than that.
In the season opener, he had maybe the most points a freshman's ever had in their game in Illinois.
That's right. So then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, hold on a second. But, you know, you then soon forget that it's not the easiest thing to do to just show up on campus as a 17- or 18-year-old kid and go against 22-year-old kids and hold your own. I mean, it is just not something that most can do. So certainly Adam Miller, even though we kept wanting more, and there were times where you would say, well, you know, all he's doing is shooting, or he's not, you know, he's not getting to the rim, which is understood. But I know that I'm not a guy that's going to sit here now and root for Adam Miller at LSU. There's no doubt about that. I don't want anything to go wrong with him. I hope that he has a good career. But it will be interesting to kind of follow his career to see how much more he gets to the rim and how much more he learns what kind of physicality he can play with in terms of just only being a standout shooter, essentially, from the outside. So that'll be interesting. And I was thinking about that the other day with those three. So probably a guy like Luke Goody would have more of a chance, and that can all change. And certainly the style of play, fouls, et cetera, you know, inside of its own game can dictate who is going to come off the bench. But certainly you think a guy like Luke Goody could be that guy that we might see a little bit more of if we do see those freshmen this year.
It might be someone Brad has more trust in early on, and someone that if you get, not necessarily that you need foul trouble to, you know, get him on the court for any amount of time, but it might be someone that he gets that first kind of nod early on. And look, there's still a lot of time.
Like,
he's still going to have all fall practice and everything, but I mean, he's going to have to compete as well against a guy like a Jacob Grandison or DeMonte Williams to try to find his way out there, but in particular, how about a matchup against an Indiana or Purdue? Maybe you say, okay, you know, 7 minutes have passed. DeMonte needs a breather. Let's throw Goody out there, get him a couple shots against Indiana. Let's see if he's dialed in today.
I'd be okay with that. I would be absolutely okay with that. You know, I just thought of this as you were talking about the super seniors, DeMonte and Chester. If Kofi
did it,
this is not going to be fair all year. And I need you to call me out every time. It's not going to be fair. Am I the only one that does it? I guarantee you I don't.
We hang out a lot, so I haven't heard it as much from other people, but I'm sure it's going on out there somewhere.
It has to be,
right?
It has to. Trent Frazier. I mean, from now on, I'm just going to say Frazier. And then I'm good on either way, whether I'm talking about the coach or the player. But between Trent Frazier and Damonte Williams, those guys coming back, let's say Kofi announces for Illinois tomorrow. The idea that you're bringing Trent and Damonte back, how different? And is Plummer a guy that is a super senior as well?
Yes.
He's using the extra year because of COVID. Those are three guys on this team. Now, imagine this team next year without those three. Now, certainly, probably Brad Underwood would have replaced one or two of them, maybe with kind of a in other words, like Plummer is as a fifth-year guy, as a COVID guy, if you will. That's stupid to say. As a super senior, I'm guessing that Brad would have gone out and gotten maybe one or two other Plummers, if you will. But the idea of thinking of this team coming up without Trent Frazier, without Damonte Williams, and without Plummer, and that's because I can't remember his first name ever.
Alfonso.
I mean, imagine that for a second. And luckily, we don't have to. But imagine there where you'd be then, losing Io, losing Miller, and, you know, you look at this team, all of us, you lose Georgie, and then all of a sudden you're like, boy, that'd be a different-looking team without those three. So that's another advantage for Illinois this year. Experience.
Yeah, normal circumstances. And if you would have lost Trent and Damonte and Io's still going to go pro and then Adam is going to hit the portal, we're not talking about having a lot of options in the backcourt. We're not talking about just still being, okay, if Kofi comes back, look at all the guards around him.
Exactly.
It would be Curbelo and
yep.
You better go out and get some answers.
Right.
Because, like you said, Plummer wouldn't have been someone that would have been out there. Would there have been other guards? Yeah,
sure.
There were. But that would have just emphasized even more. Like when you missed on an Armon Franklin, it didn't kill you because you had Trent back and Damonte and you got Plummer. So certainly, and I think that, again, as we've mentioned before, had to have factored in some. And look, he hasn't announced his decision, but I think it does go into the formula with Kofi of coming back to a team that is built to still win at a high level because of some of those returnees.
Great point. On the U of I Lightning Lake text line, Bill always just kind of cracks me up. Sean said, what a crazy offseason. Sitting back looking at this roster with Kofi more likely coming back, this team might be better than last year. There's a chance.
And there's certainly a chance that even if they weren't on paper or didn't have the same regular season that last year did, they can go farther than the second round, clearly.
Yes.
But as far as Kofi being another year advanced, it's hard. I mean,
I know.
It's hard to look at how great Io was last year and say that you're going to be better.
I mean, he averaged 20 points a game.
Yeah.
22.
Right. I mean, he was the Bob Cousy Award winner, first team All-American. You're going to be deep.
Oh, by the way, every last second shot, you knew who was getting it.
That too.
And the other team knew, and they still couldn't stop it.
That is a question. Now, you have posed this, and I haven't had the exact answer, but whenever we get Brad on again, which we should do sometime soon, maybe after the AAU grind is over here in a couple of weeks.
I haven't had Brad on in a while.
Yeah, and you can ask him.
Okay.
How many nights have you spent? Well, he's probably been thinking about Kofi and thinking about a lot of different things.
Right.
How much time are you going to put into some last-second plays versus just, hey, Io, go do your thing?
I mean, literally, a basketball coach at whatever level should always have kind of a last-second out-of-bounds play or a last-second play. If you get the rebound and go, this is kind of how I want you setting up. I would think most coaches have more than one, but at least one of those. Brad Underwood didn't even have to worry about that. Like, he had 2 years, essentially, and I'm a freshman year, maybe 2 years though of Iowa, where he just didn't, you know what, guys, this is the time of practice where I was going to work on, I want you guys just shoot free throws. I mean, he never had to worry about that because it was essentially get the ball to Io and just let him do his thing. And what, 15 out of 16 times he did his thing.
Yep.
I think there was one time he didn't and he got hurt.
That's right.
I mean, that's like you ask a coach if they remember the wins. If you asked a coach that went 11-1 in a football season, if you said to him, I mean from the bottom of your heart, what game stands out of an 11-1 season, he would bring up the loss. I promise you. And so isn't it amazing that an Illinois fan can point out when the only time, basically, that Io missed, it seemed like there may have been one other
game. The only other one was the at Missouri.
That's right.
Where he thought he was drawing a foul way deep in the backcourt.
That's right.
And took like a 30-foot off-balance three. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, that wasn't a good shot.
No, that wasn't.
But there was that call late on Kofi that was a flagrant that Illinois would have had a different situation being down one than being down three.
Yes, yes. But it is amazing that you can seriously remember. I mean, you can remember that one easier than you can all the ones he made.
Oh, yeah.
And it's,
well, you can just count. We could go and count the number of teams that he closing time killed, gosh. And that was that was great. We do have a little bit of, I guess you'd call it breaking news.
Oh, boy.
As far as the schedule for next year, now we knew that Illinois was going to play in the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City, November 22nd through 23rd. They've announced those pairings. Now, we've mentioned it before that I was hearing probably going to draw Cincinnati. You are officially drawing Cincinnati in the first round. Kansas State will play Arkansas.
Okay, so there's a good chance you won't face Bruce. Is it just winners play, losers play?
Yes.
Okay, Arkansas should be pretty good.
They should still be pretty good. They did lose Moses Moody.
Who's going to
the NBA, and they lost. I don't think Justin Smith came back.
Mm.
But as Musselman does, he's got a couple transfers, a couple high-level recruits that were freshmen last year that will be better as sophomores.
Kansas State, I know they get Mark Smith, but they weren't very good last year.
They were pretty horrible last year.
You know, Bruce looks good. I saw a picture of him on the recruiting trail, I think. I think I saw a picture of E&D, right? And they were standing next to each other, and he looked great. And it's just, you know, Bruce is another one of these guys. I mean, everybody can pretty much see my work ethic compared to the world. But, like, if I would have made, I mean, there were, like, two or three years in there that Bruce Weber was, like, one of the top five paid college basketball coaches in America because he was getting paid by Illinois and getting paid by Kansas State, and both of them were in the millions. So, and good for Bruce. I mean, he's a wonderful man. I understand that. But it is amazing that like last year when I watched his games and I watched, I think, three Kansas State games, you know how Bruce, when they were going to the championship game, it looked painful.
Right.
And then when last year they were winning eight games, I wanted to go give him a hug. And I'm like, Bruce, you're worth like $45 million. There is a beach somewhere that has your name on it. Just go. Why do we want to do this to ourselves? But those guys cannot get it out of their system. Lon Kruger was the same way. He coached and he was always a successful coach. Bruce Weber's always been a pretty successful coach. These guys, you know, Tom Izzo, on down the ranks. I mean, Krzyzewski's finally stepping away. Heaven forbid, Boeheim might.
Oh my!
He might pass away on the court one day, and I hope that doesn't happen. But I don't. He might be 100 and still coaching for Syracuse.
He's got another kid coming on the way up, man. Right. Jeez, doing your work late.
By the way, did we ever? Never mind. Let's not go there. But you know, it's amazing that these guys just continue to. But it's the competitiveness in them.
Yep.
Most of them probably played college ball, and were athletes growing up, obviously, and then now coaching, and they just can't get out of it. It's what they wake up wanting to do. They do. If you told Tom Izzo, I want you to go sit on a beach for 6 hours, he'd punch you. He's like, I'm not doing that.
Well, who's he gonna whine to for 2 hours a day?
Can you imagine
the guys working the umbrellas and it's like, come on, man, it's not the right angle. I said 45.
That would be awesome to see that. Somebody have a video of it. That would be terrific. Well, I don't know where we went with that, but I don't know. Just all over the place.
He's going to have to win this year to stick at Kansas State. They're getting impatient for sure, but it would be fun.
Oh, that's where we were talking about Illinois' schedule. My fault.
It'd be fun for them to pull the upset against Arkansas. Of course, Illinois is going to have to do their part and beat Cincinnati, who they weren't very good last year. You should be able to do that, especially if Kofi comes back.
Yes.
But to get another shot at Mark Smith, he's beat you three times in a row.
Mm.
Illinois would like that if they could. But also, if Arkansas is pretty good again next year, you'd like that quality win on your resume for sure.
You've beaten Mark Smith one time.
No.
Is that right? No, you haven't. He won
every bragging rights game he was a part of.
That's right. So Mark Smith, you could exercise that demon. And then the dude that I'm terrified of for Missouri.
Javon Pickett.
I'm terrified of him. That guy comes in averaging about 8 a game and goes for 16 against Illinois every year. And they're like 14 of the biggest points of the game, and then he throws a layup in. I mean, I'm terrified of him. I may not watch that game because
this year, no Penson for them.
Well, that's huge.
No Mark Smith, which he hasn't been doing anything in the bragging rights anyway.
Tillman?
No Tillman.
Okay.
Pickett might have to go for 28 for them to have a real shot. But
who guards him? Boy, we are way ahead of schedule here.
We are. Well, why not?
We're diving into a December 22nd game.
DeMonte could guard him.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, that'd almost be a perfect matchup there. Because Pickett's, what, about 6'7"? DeMonte's 6'5"?
Yeah, Pickett's probably 6'8"? 6'6".
Oh, okay. And DeMonte's 6'5"?
Generously, probably 6'4".
Okay. Long
probably
wingspan.
Probably closer to 6'3". Really long wingspan.
Got it. All right. Well, yeah, that would make sense, those two. I mean, first day of practice, if I'm Brad Underwood, I'm like, DeMonte, first thing you need to worry about is Javon Pickett. Don't worry about the dude off East Carolina State or whatever that we're playing. I want you to think about Javon Pickett and shut him down in the bragging rights game. Is that back in St. Louis, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
It will be.
No coin flip this year.
Nope.
From Andy Katz. So, interesting stuff.
That's unfortunate.
Trevor. Hi, Trevor.
Javon Pickett is 6'5".
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a perfect matchup for DeMonte Williams. Those two can just go at it and just knock each other around because they both are like to play physical. There's no doubt. All right. If you want to keep weighing in, 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. That's the U of I Illini Link text line. You can call us on that same number. That is the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. We're going to be using that at 5:05 to visit with Matt Cilich, our NBA expert. That series is tied at 2. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. You wanted it.
You wanted
some drama, and you got it. And Giannis made an unbelievable defensive play last night. So I want to ask you guys about that. I know, you know, you harken back to look when LeBron James made that block, that full court block. That was incredible. And then Giannis does the switch and stops the alley-oop, which was amazing. But we'll talk to Matt Cilich at 5:05. I want to ask him about that. Now, Team USA did kind of get right in Game 3. They won pretty big, I think. But they had lost to Nigeria.
And Australia.
So
it's going to take more than one game to really get right there.
And we're not used to that. That's kind of one of those, like, we're not panicking right now, but it's like,
The roster's too good. I know these games don't count.
Yeah.
They're just tune-ups, but...
Would Booker be on that team? Would Giannis... No, not Giannis.
Not Giannis.
He's from France?
I don't know if Booker was going to play in it or not.
Okay. Where is Giannis from?
Greece.
Oh, that's right. Good call. Yeah. So...
We're also going to mention a new football recruit.
Yes.
At some point. We'll talk about that.
You actually told me 1 minute before we went on to talk about that.
No, but then we dove headfirst into Illini hoops, which I love. I think the people out there even though it's the middle of July.
Well, we'll talk. We'll definitely talk. It was a big day for Gibson City and some cool stuff there. And it's a big day for Brett Bielema in the fact that Illinois beat out a Big Ten rival for a recruit. And we'll talk about that. And by the way, his name is Aiden Loughry, and he's going to join us tomorrow on the show. He was busy today. They had like workouts from 2 to 5. And then 7-on-7 immediately after, I'm like, goodness.
Man.
So he's like, I've got a lot more time on my hands tomorrow. I said, let's just do it tomorrow. We'll have some fun with that. And we'll visit with Aiden Loughry tomorrow. But we'll talk about that when we return as well. You can follow me. No, stop, Lon. You can follow the show on Twitter. It's at TheDrive935. You can follow me at Lonte ESPN. See you.
You can follow me at DPiper247. Our podcasts are on all platforms.
Woo!
You can follow me at T. Valise while Derek
is
clearing.
Oh my gosh,
that happens about once.
A bubble.
It's the bubble throw.
Too much.
It happens when you talk a lot.
I guess
that's exactly what happens.
Should I quit or just all right? You can also stream the show stevieJay.com. Find the podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. You can watch us YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just by searching Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Somebody did ask real quick, does Plummer count towards a scholarship? Yes, right?
He does.
Yeah, okay.
He does because he changed school. So you were given the chance to stay at your school, not count against your count, those who were the extra year of eligibility. Or if you left and went somewhere else, you'd count on theirs.
Great question, great answer. It is The Drive.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise.
It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always at the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no miscommunications. Join the many Central Illinois residents who sleep soundly knowing they're protected by Barcom. Visit them today, barcomsecurity.com.
Barcom Security, have a secure day.
Ensuring peace of mind, expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with Busey Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B. t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Now get a large barbecue chicken pizza topped with grilled chicken, mozzarella, crispy bacon, and red onion for $15.99 using code BBQ. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free. Jets, better because it has to be.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard is hiring.
This is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. We were voted recently one of the best places to work in Champaign-Urbana, and I think it's because we really do form a family. Our employees enjoy interacting with the public to greet our guests. It's an important position anytime you're an employee at our business because you represent our family, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit curtisorchard.com and apply online.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company is looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Love that.
Hey, Sal, give me a break.
Yeah. Is Sal giving you? Yeah, you did.
It's all right. No, I did. I admit it.
You bubble throated it. It happens, though, on a daily basis to everybody. Well, not everyone, I guess, but I would assume most people, especially when you talk a lot, which is what we do here on The Drive. I was going to say something and then get into Aiden Loughery, but I forgot what I was going to say, so let's get right to it. Last night, the Gibson City star, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. We used to play fast pitch softball in Sibley. They had the railroad track go through right field. So if a train came, you had to stop the game. That's a true story.
Are you serious?
No, yes, that's a true story. Because your right fielder literally could almost, if there's no fence. So you if a guy came up that could hit it far, a lefty, because there's right field, you almost, your outfielder's almost on the other side of the tracks. It's like, okay, yeah, that's Sibley, man. But we loved it. That was what we did back then. We drove all the way to Sibley to play a doubleheader and get our butts kicked. But it was fun to do. All right, so Aiden Loughery. Derek, how do we understand, never mind Aiden Loughery, who I can't wait to visit with tomorrow and who I cannot wait to watch as an Illini. I think with his skill set, he's unbelievable in the 100-meter dash, ran it under 11, I think 10.85. He may do track for Illinois. He is absolutely straight-line speed ridiculous. And if you watch his tape, the way he cuts and continues with speed or with bursts out of a cut is amazing. I mean, he's put together, this kid. But let me start with beating Iowa. How big is that in year one for Brett Bielema? And how much does that tell you, Derek? You're not going to win all the time against Iowa. Let's be honest. There's a lot of years cemented there with that program coming into the state of Illinois and taking our kids, essentially. But in year one for Brett Bielema to beat Iowa on a kid, no matter how close he is to the University of Illinois in terms of location, how big is that? And what does that tell you about the future in trusting Coach B to win more of these?
I think it's a big deal. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've seen a lot of Aiden Loughery's tape. Now, I'm going to do that before tomorrow when we talk to him. I'm going to be educated and professional for
sure.
I
like it.
But when you see the offers, and how many times did we see during Lovey's tenure? Now, we didn't see a lot of in-state movement as far as getting those guys on board, and we have talked that out, you know, enough
at
a lot of length. But there were sometimes you'd get a three-star recruit who had offers from non-Power 5 schools, and you're beating out whoever it may be. But when you see an offer from Iowa, Michigan State, Minnesota, Rutgers, Washington State, and just Iowa jumps off the page in general, that's a team that you're trying to jump in that Big Ten West. So if they, which they're hosting him for an official visit as well as Illinois, so seemed very legitimate interest, wasn't just some offer thrown in there, to win a battle against Iowa is a big deal. And to get someone who is considered a top 20 prospect in the state for this particular class, it says that Illinois is really making moves here in state, and we've talked a lot about it, but those are the kind of guys that you want to be able to get.
Yes.
It's hitting me again.
That's all right.
Those are the guys you got to be able to get are those that are wanted by other Power 5 programs, in particular those that you're competing with in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, we'll talk more about Aiden Loughery tomorrow and kind of break down his football skill set, if you will. But the idea with the Iowa thing, I mean, it almost got to the point, and it's not just I'm not just shredding Lovie Smith here. I mean, this is with other coaches as well here at Illinois for quite a while now. It almost got to the point where if Iowa was battling for a kid in Illinois, it wasn't Illinois that they were worried about. You know, I mean, in other words, they were like, well, you know, I know Minnesota is going after this Illinois kid. We got to beat Minnesota, or we've got to beat
Northwestern
for this kid. Well, now all of a sudden, guess what? There's a new guy at the party. And this guy kind of stormed in Brett Bielema and has said, hey, we're here now, and we're going to be at most of these parties. Now, whether or not we are the last to stay, we don't know, but we're at least going to be in this. And I think that's something that shows me, because I'll be honest, about a month ago, my gut didn't tell me that Illinois was going to land Aiden Loughery. My gut did not tell me that we were going to get the Brown kid out of Johnston City. And, of course, with that, You know, that was even harder because that, you know, he was more of a four-star guy. Wisconsin had been on him. Jim Leonard, a guy you and I really respect, played in the NFL at safety. He plays his position. He's the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin. I think that was going to be a really tough one to win, even though I think the Illini football program really made ground in that one and made at least a decision for him. But I wasn't thinking for some reason that Loughery would end up at Illinois, and the fact that he did, I mean, that's exciting news. That's exciting news. And he did at least go on Channel 3 and say Illinois. I mean, that would have been weird, right? To be on a local sports broadcast and say, I'm going to Iowa.
School. Yeah.
That would have been strange.
Not that they couldn't get the stream
You're right.
in Iowa City, but those kind of deals, you generally know if it's going to go in the direction of the viewership that they're going to want to see, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you would think that they would say, all right, hopefully you're not going to choose Iowa here. But hey, I'm sure Brett and those guys said, well, we'll have you on. I'm sure they didn't know either. So good news there with Gibson City. Of course, Bryce Barnes on this team as well. That's been a football program in the last decade that has experienced quite a bit of success, some state titles, and to get a kid with as much, you know, speed, burst, explosiveness like Aiden Loughery is a great thing, especially a local kid, and to beat out Iowa is even better. It's going to be fun to track his progress as we go along through the years. All right, Matt Cilich is going to join us at 5:05, our NBA expert. We'll talk about the Bucks evening the series last night with the Suns, so we'll do that at 5:05. But when we come back, it's time for our injury report, and we've got Doctor of Physical Therapy Matthew Gordon. We're going to talk about some elbow pain. Matthew is a guy, and this isn't necessarily because of pitching. This was a listener-submitted question, but I know Matthew was a good pitcher growing up. I'm sure I'll ask him if he ever had some elbow pain or how to deal with that. So we'll talk about that next. Again, Matt Cilich at 5:05, and then we'll talk some more, of course, Illinois basketball. I'll get you ready for the Kofi news, and we'll do that at the bottom of the hour, next hour, to get you before we get out of here, is what I'm trying to say. So we're back with the injury report. It is The Drive.
Honey, we need that new refrigerator. Remember, you promised.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumber yard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello. And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with a refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumberyard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
On Friday, July 16th, the Cardinals take on the Giants. And that night, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a unique Willie McGee bobblehead gnome. This special, one-of-a-kind item is sure to be a great addition to any bobblehead gnome collection. That's Friday, July 16th, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Willie McGee bobblehead gnome. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. The St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me. HabibHabib.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's like coming down on Christmas Day, and you're, that present you really wanted is sitting right there. It's like, ha-ha!
That's what, and you know it's there.
And you know it's there.
But you're going to act surprised.
Yeah. Although my parents never got me anything for Christmas, so I had to get Santa. And Santa always came through. Not Neil and Jan. I'm kidding, Mom. I'm kidding, Mom. We always had great Christmases. But yeah, Santa always came through.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now as Illinois fans. We're just going to bed, putting the cookie. What's Kofi eat?
Everything.
Pretty much everything.
Whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. What am I leaving out for Kofi tonight so that when I wake up in the morning, he's sitting there in an Illini uniform ready to roll? That's where we're at right now because, it's going to be a good Christmas morning, we hope. So, all right, it is time for the injury report. Doctor of physical therapy, Matthew Gordon. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. I was thinking you were going to tell me that I was the present, you know, on Christmas morning. I was like, wow, this is an intro, I tell you what. But, you know, as a U of I fan, I can totally understand, like, what you're talking about. Yeah.
You were second, Matthew, right behind Kofi.
That's not bad. And when you said, like, what else does he eat, my guess or my first thought was any shot that anyone puts up.
Amen.
Within 5 feet of his enormous hands.
He is incredible. Can you imagine working with a guy like Kofi? Like, if he came to you, Matthew, and said, I got this issue. I mean, are some people just too big to work with?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, my first thought is I need at least a stepladder.
Right.
I actually had a guy, he was 6'11". He actually played over in, like, I think it was in Danville. There's like a, some kind of like semi-pro-esque basketball team, and he was 6'11". And I mean, it was just like his knee down to his foot just hung off the table. I was just like, dude, I'm so sorry.
Right. I would hate to see him get on a plane and try to sit there and be comfortable on a plane. It'd be terrible. All right, Matthew Gordon, injury report. We have a listener submitted question. And it's the question is, I've been experiencing elbow pain lately. Are there any stretches or tricks that Matthew would know of to help? Now, obviously, you were a good pitcher growing up. I think maybe, hopefully, you avoided any kind of an elbow pain. And I don't know that this listener has this problem because they pitched. But I was going to go more of the sports area in terms of elbow pains. What can someone do if they're starting to feel pain in that area?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the first things to really understand when it comes to, like, an elbow pain is just the fact that, you know, the muscles around your elbow joint are really there to provide a compressive force to that joint. It really increases the stability. So if you have a weakness in that elbow, in the musculature around that elbow, that extra stability is then gone, and the ligaments can only do so much. And we see that all the time with pitchers, since you brought up baseball.
Sure.
You know, where they need that UCL worked on, or, you know, they get the Tommy John or whatever, because they just don't have enough strength on the inside of that elbow. So, you know, I think the two big things that we're talking here, you know, is medial side of the elbow, lateral side. We get these tendinopathies there where the tissue just breaks down. It's not strong enough to handle the daily demands. And so really, I mean, that's the big thing that most people need to do, is they need to have that soft tissue released. Some of the stretches for that, you know, if people are wanting to look some of this up, they can hop online and type in, you know, wrist flexor stretch, wrist extensor stretch. You can look those up. Or if you need more help with that, as we talk about all the time, come in, let us help you with that.
Sure.
But, you know, I think the big thing to think about here is when we talk about like a lateral elbow pain, typically, if it's truly coming from the tendon, you're going to have pain about one centimeter below the little bump on the outside of your elbow.
Yep.
You're going to have pain when you're gripping. You're going to have pain when you bend your elbow palm towards your forearm. And you're going to have pain when you actively extend. If the pain is on the inside of your elbow, it's typically a little further down. It can range from 1 to 5 centimeters down from that elbow bump. But you're going to have pain with basically the opposite stuff. You're going to have pain when you stretch it into extension. You're going to have pain when you're, again, gripping or pulling into flexion this time. And, you know, regardless of which side it is, there's just so much muscle there that's providing the stability for the joint. And that's what you're trying to take care of, is you're either trying to release the tissue there or increase the tissue's strength so that it can handle the demands that you're putting your elbow through.
That makes sense. Now, I don't know that Miles Michaelis, the pitcher for the Cardinals, I think it was more shoulder, and I should know that. I apologize. But I know he was given like a plasma, and they thought that would help. What does that do, Matthew, in terms of, is that something that basically you're shooting right into that area to try to really strengthen, kind of regenerate stuff?
Yeah, so like a PRP injection, a plasma-rich injection, what they're basically trying to do there is they're trying to take, quote-unquote, you know, you out of your own body. they take it through a couple processes to really kind of like increase the concentration of the stuff that heals you. And then they put it right back into you to try and amplify that healing process. There's some other stuff to it, but I think that's the easiest way to think about it, is it's just kind of you concentrate it being put back into you so that you can heal heal that portion of your body better.
That makes sense. One last quick one, and it happened to me last night, and I think I know it's because I'm dehydrated. But I woke up in the middle of the night with a worst calf cramp. Those are the worst, man. I mean, you talk about wake. It's like a dog getting ready to puke. Sorry for that that vision. Or you waking up with a cramp. Those two things will get you out of bed quicker than anything in the world. Is that literally you just need more water in your body?
So it could be a combination of a few things. So water is a great, like, first guess. You know, depending on how much you're out doing stuff, it could be more of an electrolyte thing.
Yeah, not a lot.
Right? Because if you did a lot of sweating and you put more water into you without the other stuff, I mean, you might actually screw up the concentration gradient even more.
Got it.
But water's a good first guess, you know, electrolytes. That's why, you know, we have companies like Gatorade and Powerade. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, they're around. Again, those stretches a lot of times also come from your capacity level is, you know, at this level, we'll say 5, just a made up number of 5.
Got it.
Your activity level is normally, you know, a 3, 4, 5. So you're always having more capacity than your activity level, and you're doing fine. And then all of a sudden you have a day where your activity level goes to a 10. Mm. Well, if your capacity is a 5 and your activity was a 10, you've overdone it. You've gone beyond your load capacity. That muscle is now fatigued. That muscle is now potentially, you know, minor injuries throughout it. And so then when you go to sleep and you stop moving, you lose the muscle pump, so there's not the extra oxygen being pumped into it and pumping all of the waste products out. And as you're laying down, all of a sudden that concentration gradient gets off enough, you do a little bit of a movement, and then the next thing you know, your toes are curled, your calf is down, and you're screaming. My joke was always like, you know, I realized a 5-year-old girl was screaming, and then I realized that was me
that
screaming
was
with a, you know, Charlie horse in my hamstring.
Oh, it hurts, man. I mean, it hurts. And it's one of those where even the next morning you wake up and you're tender in that area, and it's like, man, I don't want that again. So I'm glad you answered that, because sometimes it's just going to happen. You know, there's not much you can do to it. So, all right. Matthew Gordon, it's been a while here, buddy. It's great to catch up with you, my friend.
Always good to talk with you. Have a good one, and like you said, hopefully good news, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's wake up tomorrow and get some good news here in Illini country. Thank you, Matthew.
All right, have a good one.
All right, buddy. Matthew Gordon, good stuff there. I just thought of that. Aiden Loffrey, Illinois over Iowa. Kofi commits tomorrow. That's a good week. I mean, if it happens, week. We like that. All right, Matt Cilich, we're going to talk some NBA when we come back next hour. It is The Drive.